the Anderson family faces its most emotional Christmas on Father Knows Best, Home for Christmas. Starring
Well, I best Jane get Wyatt, myself Ellen a Donahue, check Bill and Gray see and if Lawrence Myron is feeling okay. Oh, he just snores so lovely. Let me close this door good so he can't get out. What happened? You stay up here and you watch The Father Knows Best and tell me when the good part comes on. I'm going to go downstairs and make me some gourmet pizza rolls. Yes! Oh, I'm just moved to song. Oh! Someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Vera. Listen to the little shoe. Listen to the little shoe.
The part with Kitten on is all.
Oh, I'm on my way back.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Listen to the little show.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3515 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 27th of July, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Maybe catch up on some voice letters. Yes, buddy. Hello, Secret Santa Clauses. Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, do you do the Secret Santa Claus at the coal mine or with your family or with your friends? Big Fatty doesn't do that. But I'm always available to if you want to be a Secret Santa Claus to Big Fatty, y'all just go over there to the BFO over there under Top of the Heap, and you can see the wish list. Big Fatty, even in July, you're just a whore, just a whore. It's true, y'all. That also by that one and only Alex Robbie. Anyway, it's nice to have a little jingle bell in your life every now and then. Yes, Big Fatty. Let's see. What was I gonna say, Big Fatty? We don't know. Oh, yo! By the way, all this week I am going to be, except for yesterday, I'm gonna be featuring some of my crema show art that Miss La La La. La la la, la la la, Lauren, prepared for me over the years. Yes, we can. It'll be lovely. Anyway, y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, what did I have for my supper? Oh, y'all, I had some of that cabbage. Made with the country ham, y'all, it's not as good. I think I had that before I recorded. And some of those impossible meat sausages, kielbasa, not kielbasa, it's more like a, well, it's, I don't know what it is, but anyway, y'all, they're not as good as the Impossible Burgers. I'll just say that. Yes, Big Penny. And y'all, the cabbage is much better with bacon grease. Yes, Big Penny. let's see what else. Y'all, I watched some things on the TV machine. Watched the y'all the Sixterminates was a repeat, so I did not watch that. Watched the Big Brother, and y'all there were a couple of surprises on there that even Big Fatty didn't know about. y'all then the Love Island came on. And, y'all, I realized it was time for the closing show of the Pride 48 weekend. So I just let the TV machine record the Love Island. And, what did I do? Y'all, I came and I listened to the closing show. And, y'all, they all they did was basically say how terrible, the BFO was. And y'all, they're not wrong. They're not wrong. And, basically they just, you know, on the opening show, they read the schedule, and on the closing show, they read the schedule. it was nice. And there was a nice crowd in the Cheddar Chat room. And y'all, I think it was just a very successful Pride 48 weekend, and congratulations to old Crooked Hat and that Daniel Biba. You know, they had lots of folks helping them out. I just think it's a feel good weekend. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar coming out of your mouth, Will. And also a hot dog down the hallway, a weekend at the Reserve of the Zenitimi Complex will be a feel good Big Fatty weekend. Oh. Okay, Big Fatty, move the show forward. Well, anyway, y'all, after the closing show, I decided that I was just going to wait. Because, you know, the Love Island was two hours on Sunday night. And I said, I'll just wait and watch that on Monday. So, y'all, my foot was kind of giving me a little bit of a hard time too. So y'all, in addition to my go to bed pills, I took some IBU friends, and y'all slept like a baby. Y'all, I didn't even wake up until about 7:30 a.m. in the morning on Monday. Y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. And I got up and I had my coffee, did the paper, did the Sudoku, and y'all, then I was off on my nipple walk. Y'all just did fat acres because y'all, the skies were threatening, y'all, by the time I got to the end of the nipple walk, it was more than spitting, it was drizzling, and Big Fatty was not only hot and sweaty, but he was wet. Big Fatty, just cause you TT doesn't mean it was raining. No, I didn't TT. It was raining on me. Oh, okay. And y'all, then I came in and y'all, I've just piddled around here in the villa. I did watch the Love Island, and y'all, the one thing that I wanted to say is, you know, this week on the Jeopardy is the LeVar Burton, you know, from the Space Trek. And y'all, we're not getting it because of the Olympics. And so, y'all, I won't get to see him. Big Fatty, the English language just leaves you, doesn't it? It does indeed. Y'all, I ordered, you know, I'm growing out the chin strap beard, which most everybody hates. Gay Country West didn't hate it, though, and that's okay with me. Big Fatty. Y'all, I ordered some beard oil just to soften it up a little bit, because it's kind of prickly. prickly, be Fanny. We don't need to hear about anything prickly on you, that's for sure. Y'all, it came in, I had ordered some from the Lesbyterian delivery service, and y'all, it came a day early, and y'all, there's six different scents. It's like a cedar, and a bay rum, and leather, and what else is there? There's, the one I put on today was sweet tobacco, and a couple of others. I just don't recall them off the top of my head, but y'all thought I'd give them a try. Big fatty, and y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, big fatty.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty, DJ Ron again. It hit me after I hung up the other thing I was going to tell you. It was 4 years ago today that we actually met in person, face-to-face. Yes, face-to-face at the horror. And who knew 4 years would fly by that quickly? The other thing that crossed my mind was, that's the first time I've been on your opening. No, not 4 years ago. I mean, the opening of your little show. First time. And I don't even have a show. Go figure. Bye.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is DJ Ron. And Ron, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you and looking forward to seeing you during Hot Dog Down the Hallway weekend over there at the Mushroom Center Game. Big Fatty, do you think Boston Josh will be there? No. Well, I don't know. He surprised me also there one time. So we'll just have to wait and see who shows up. But Ron, I can't believe it's only been 4 years. It seems like I've known you forever and ever and ever. So looking forward to seeing you again. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hey, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. I am calling with another CVS mail order receipt. Let's see, I bought another 300 count bottle of the CVS vitamin D soft gels, and also a second bottle of the 100 count vitamin D soft gels. The reason is, you know, pretty much everybody in my household is lacking vitamin D, thus buying all the Fecacta vitamins. Let's see, for both of these vitamins, I paid $8.77. Mind you, please, that the 300 count is $19.79 and the 100 count $9.99. So math is hard. I just know I saved a fuck ton of money. So hope all is well. Love you and bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and that Big Fatty, I believe she's found the proper unit of measure measure her savings at the CVS. She's well on her way to saving two fuck tons of money. Big Fatty Vulgar, I can't believe it. Dear, I say, y'all, it is Crema in July, and want you to get your jingle bells to jingling, and y'all, I've got a Crema carol for you today from that Henry Elefante. Big Fatty, I thought it was Belafonte. Well, maybe it is. And y'all, sit back and listen to some other kinds of bells.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play. Wild and sweet, the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Christmas morn, new hope is born for peace on earth, goodwill to men.
Big Betty, that was just lovely. It is, you know, just big, you know, that the message is goodwill towards men, and that's not a male or female, it's goodwill towards all. Y'all be a good person. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the old gal, you know, she's hung it up from the that darn Elvis, and but she was listening a lot over the weekend on Pride 48. And Vera, when you were listening to what was the worst part of the weekend for you?
Listen to the little show.
Oh, it was the worst part for me too. It wasn't worth listening to. Hell, there wasn't even a little show to listen to.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.